unity of diversity within Christianity, I would not reject any attempt of theory building, and I see these discourses on world Christianity, global Christianity, as attempts for theory building, and I would not reject them as long as these come with openness to dialogue, to share and discuss. But more importantly than this is my understanding of missiology, as I have shared with you in the beginning. Missiology as a scholarly study for me exists only in its hyphenated from with theology, and its keyword is identity, which, put in other words, is about the other and myself, the others and ourselves, or the variations of these. Methodologically, this has the implication that I, as a researcher, need not only to listen, but also enter into conversation with others. In this particular case, the others are those for whom the terms world Christianity or global Christianity seem to be relevant tools for theory building about the perception of identities within Christianity. From the first part of my reflection, it became obvious that the term applied in world Christianity and global Christianity are rarely conceptualized. Why world and global instead of simply talking about Christianity or Christianity worldwide, as you do here in Cambridge? Is this really an important question? I am convinced that words, terms matter. They do matter because they determine how we think and conceive the study in which we are engaged. And I'm also aware of the fact that even the most accurate and clear definitions, conceptualizations, contain ambiguity and leave room for misunderstandings. But this should not discourage us to select our terminology in a careful way. What I've seen in my review of publications around world Christianity, global Christianity, is that there is theory building going on, but the first step of methodology, similar to what I experience in migration studies about my main interest of research, the first step of methodology remain hidden or are simply not considered. And the first steps of methodology are ontology and epistemology. And these needs to be spelled out. We have to formulate our assumptions which define our position or which define my position as a researcher. If I read Jenkins or Sanne, I encounter theory buildings which lack the spelling out of methodology. And both of them suggest that there is a multitude of scholars out there who think that Christianity is a Western religion. Do they suggest so, or is that only my reading because I do not have enough information about their methodology? Why do Jenkins and Sanne look at the word in this way? With whom exactly do they want to dialogue? So my short answer to the second question of this presentation, what are the implications of world Christianity, global Christianity for theology, missiology? In which sense are these working terms? My answer would be theology, missiology is again being challenged to open up the methodologies with which it engages in studies in world Christianity, global Christianity. How and why do theologians, missiologians engage in work done under these keywords? And it is important to keep in mind that within theology, missiology, there are multiple methodologies at work, but methodologies can only dialogue when they are clearly spelled out. There is a need for consciously defined terminology, which also implies a clearly spelled out methodology. After all, in order to understand each other's research, we need to know something about the origin of the research questions, about the motivations of the research. I'm ready to dialogue with world Christianity theories or global Christianity theories. It would be a meaningful exercise to reread all these texts which talk about world Christianity and global Christianity and analyze them, the claims they make, the presuppositions they suggest. But at this stage, I would like to initiate conversation on some claims which I have encountered in my reading and on world Christianity and global Christianity. Now, I skip something and I really focus on a few claims which I encounter again and again. World Christianity, global Christianity, is a world, a global religion. This is one of the claims which is very often formulated. Well, there are some controversial questions at stake. To those who believe in Christianity's shift of gravity, who propagate the study of Christianity outside Europe and North America, the question is, why do they opt for the concept of religion, which is so much loaded and often seen as a product of the so-called Western Enlightenment? Why to make this claim? Further, it is obvious that there is a renaissance of studying religion in academia. So is the discourse on world Christianity and global Christianity a discourse in order to sell ourselves? The sociologist Grace Davey, in the second edition of her Sociology of Religion, A Critical Agenda, 2013, talks about a, quote, sea change in the study of religion that has taken place in the last half decade. So really between 2007 and 2012, 2013. It seems that religion is indeed back at all dimensions of societies, so also in the academic world. She observes that for quite a long time, social sciences looked at religion from the perspective of ethnicities, and this perception is changing now. Davy writes that manifestations of religion cause an alarm in societies, and this alarm then generates, quote, publicly funded research programs, a wide variety of government initiatives, and a flood of publication. Religion is researched not only in projects, but in programs, which means a systematic approach to the study of religion, and this, according to Davy, is new. For the audience here, it must be quite well known, the Religion and Society Research Programme, a £12 million programme, which was a collaborative venture between the Arts and Humanities Research Council and Economic and Social Research Council in the UK, running between 2007 and 2013, and they fund some 75 projects. The program continues to organize the Westminster Faith Debates, quite well known for most of you probably. Such programs run worldwide in China, in India. Another good example is that of the Center of Religion and Chinese Society at Purdue University, Indiana. Of course, I must mention that the Pew Research Center's Religion and Public Life project, launched in 2001 as the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, I quote, seeks to promote a deeper understanding of issues at the intersection of religion and public affairs, unquote, and which project claims to be, I quote, a non-partisan fact tank that informs the public about the issues, attitudes, and trends shaping America and the world. Mind the words, a non-partisan fact tank. And think about my reflections on methodology. So what is new, especially in the case of the university-wide programs, is the principle of interdisciplinarity, a collaboration on a common theme. Grace Davy further predicts that the huge number of scholars involved in the study of religion worldwide, the number of conferences, projects, and the amount of publication surely will result in change at the level of societies. I quote, new knowledge will be generated in abundance, a new generation of scholars will be trained, and new possibilities for collaboration will emerge, and new fields of study are becoming apparent almost by the day. World Christianity, global Christianity. The new ways of studying religion and the magnitude of the output will demonstrate itself, again listening to Davy, in the growing significance of religion for law and lawmaking, new initiatives in medical practice, and a renewed attention to religion in connection to welfare. And there are already good examples which demonstrate the connection between the study of religion, so Christianity as a religion, and lawmaking. Let me stay on a well-known territory. Just take the example of Hungary, where in 2011, a new law on the right of freedom of conscience and religion was formulated. This law deregistered, some 150 religious communities in Hungary and only accepted 14 as legal. Although the list of accepted religious groups was extended to 27 within a relatively short period of time, the difference between 115 and 27 is still quite much. Not that the actual Hungarian government shows a clear commitment to the Christian faith, so they really propagate a Christian Hungary, especially in its so-called historical forms. By this one should mainly understand the Roman Catholic Church, the Reformed Church, and the Lutheran Church. A counterexample, and one which also illustrates the connection between researching religion and its and the connection between religion and welfare, can be found in Albania, a country which in 1967 officially proclaimed itself to be, I quote, the first atheistic state in the world. All religious institutions were closed and religious officials were forbidden to exercise their function. Now, in 2010, so in less than 50 years, 135 evangelical churches received legal status next to the Orthodox Roman Catholic churches and Islam communities. By listening to David, theology missiology needs to answer the question about motivation. What motivates scholars to conceive Christianity as a world religion? Why this wording? What is the role of funding, the financial dimension of research? Who provides the money for researching what and by whom? I think that these are really crucial, quite critical questions. Do we need to state that Christianity is a religion in order to be able to participate in the interdisciplinary programs? Do we need to state that Christianity is a world religion in order to save theology? Are there other ways of conceiving Christianity? Is world Christianity, global Christianity, a rival of the growing attention on Islam in academia? And what is being researched under these terms? Is there an ongoing uneven agenda? Too much studies on Pentecostal charismatic movements, for example. Still, the issue of Christianity as a world religion, is there any triumphalistic tone in this rhetoric? The next question is about the focus of the research through the world Christianity perspective, the call to complement existing histories of Christianity, the call for a new historiography. Here again, there are critical questions. Who will control the powers of selection? Which information, which histories will reach the collective memory? Here again, the danger of methodological nationalism in perceiving Christianity through ethnic and national lenses is very much there. What concepts of localities do these theories apply? Do we know what history is? To quote the Romanian sociologist Dan Dungaciu, he says, history seems to teach us what we want it to teach us. If historiography is so much an important dimension of the world Christianity talk, does it mean that conflicting histories will continue to appear? Does missiology come in picture through its models of reconciliation? And if yes, are these models compatible? Again, for theology, missiology is of crucial importance to understand what kind of concepts of social space are there in these theories. The configurations, reconfigurations of social spaces has crucial significance for manifestations of Christianity. Is space conceived only through territoriality? How do new technologies affect reconfigurations of the social space? What about digital Christianities? Can we talk about digital world Christianities? Further on research agenda, who will define and how will be defined what to research and what not to research, as I already formulated? How to prevent canonization of knowledge done in terms of world Christianity? What will be the keywords of these studies? World Christianity theories lay a strong accent on diversity and multiplicity. What does this mean in theological terms? Is there a task for theology missiology in questioning the methods through which multiplicity and diversity is being measured? Think of the usage of statistical information in these theories. And again, I must apologize for the global atlas of, or the atlas of global Christianity, but we have to ask question, what are our methods to measure diversity? Will theology, missiology address the terminology around it? Will the label sects disappear, for example? Or in perceiving diversity, could theology, missiology underline the need for comparative studies? Will missiology, theology be able to relevantly contribute to the study of interconnectivity, to understand how the diversities connect with each other? What kind of power relations are there? Well, theology, missiology needs to ask the question, how do the proposed theories of world Christianity, global Christianity, relate to the so-called contextual theologies and to the contextual methods? And the contextual method is not yet been settled. There are many questions to be answered. One of the urgent and ongoing tasks is still conceptualizing culture. What kind of culture are we concept of culture do we work with? And of course, there is a huge point of theological education. The global Christianity, world Christianity talk, and Christian theological education. Theories of world Christianity, and this is my last point, theories of world Christianity and global Christianity call for interdisciplinarity, but then interdisciplinarity is usually restricted to social sciences. Could theology, missiology, out of its own experiences, contribute to the extension of interdisciplinarity with philosophy, art, literature? Further, I propose for fellow theologians, missiologists, to understand interdisciplinarity with three main types of methodological precision. And I use the precision created by Steve Totoshide Zepetnek, a scholar of cultural studies based in Toronto. Intradisciplinarity, he says, so interdisciplinarity means intradisciplinarity analyzes and research within the disciplines of theology. Multidisciplinarity means analyzes and research by one scholar employing any other discipline. And pluridisciplinarity means analyzes and research done on teamwork and in teamwork. While this approach will stimulate to keep focusing on the other also in the academic sense. And this would lead to comparative practice as well. Well, without paying lip service to my host, in the light of what I have said before, I truly welcome the new name of your center, which focuses on the study of Christianity worldwide. And from what I have heard till now, it offers the visiting scholars and students the rest and the time to reflect. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very, very much. I thought that when we were thinking about our name change, we had gone through quite a lot of questions and reflection, but I realised we only scratched the surface after listening to you. So thank you for giving us a bit of genealogy of the terms, a bit of background, and also raising that whole host of questions at the end that come out of this terms. We're going to take a time for questions now, and for those of you who don't know our custom, once we've had a chance to discuss around the table, we'll move downstairs where there'll be drinks and we can carry on a conversation there. But I wondered if I could push you a little bit, having kind of thrown up a whole host of sort of theoretical, methodological issues, of raised questions about where your concerns may lead us. I wondered if you could tell us a little bit more about what this theology, missiology might look like. Do you have a hunch, once you've got through these questions, this issue about identity, this methodological stance of listening to others and knowing others as well as myself. Could you give us a kind of a case study or an example of what that might look like in the area of world Christianity?
Yes, first of all, I really need to thank you once again for your attention, because it was really a much, many questions.